If you're looking for real financial insurance, call Kettle Moraine today at 623-327-1778. That's Kettle Moraine, 623-327-1778.
This is The Micro Effect.
The Micro Effect. www.themicroeffect.com.
What do you have?
Power. What do you think is power? Whips, guns, money? You can't turn men into slaves unless you break their spirit, kill their capacity to think and act on their own. Tie them together, teach them to conform, unite to agree, to obey. That makes one neck ready for one leash.
They had all this on the shelf somewhere. Ideas of things they would like to do. And they got 9/11 and they said, it's a chance. Go for it.
The Patriot Act supersedes. Basically, it supersedes the Constitution.
The U.S. military is making plans for a major outbreak of swine flu. Troops will be used to help civilian authorities.
The military has offered to be there to provide testing for H1N1 to the public and also to distribute vaccines once they've been developed.
Figured out how it all transpired. Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control again.
Welcome, everybody, to the first ever Rabbit Hole Radio Show here on The Micro Effect. My name's Eddie Mock, and I'm going to be your host for the next 2 hours on this beautiful Thursday night, and for every Thursday night thereon, until they shut us down. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by BattleHymn.com, the home of the Christian Patriot Movement. Check out BattleHymn.com today. I want to thank Dr. Truot for allowing BattleHymn.com and the BattleHymn Broadcasting Network to take over his two time slots on Thursday and Fridays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. and for finding it in his heart to cover the topics of BattleHymn.com during his Tuesday shows of the story behind the story here on The Micro Effect. Folks, tonight I want to introduce you to a close personal friend of mine, Clint Richardson. He's a filmmaker, researcher, activist, and he's also the co-organizer of We Are Change Utah. His latest film, Corporation Nation, literally blows the lid off of comprehensive annual financial reports and the very structure of government. My friends, if you want to talk about esoteric knowledge, believe me, tonight's show will blow you away. And what a wonderful way to kick off the first show. But first, it's time for the BBN World News Report, brought to you by BattleHymn.com. And among the many issues we are seeing today in this great fight against good and evil, patriots versus the New World Order, there's one thing that really concerns me, and that's the top headline from BBNWorldNews.com, which is Machines of War, Blackwater, Monsanto, and Bill Gates. This is explosive. This is talking about how Monsanto, the company that has bought up XE Services, formerly known as Blackwater, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, how they're all interconnected. And if you haven't had a chance to check it out, you need to head over to bbnworldnews.com and check it out, because it's really frightening. You know, we're going to go ahead and talk a little bit about that. If you're not familiar with Monsanto, they're the conglomerate who basically genetically modifies most of the food that we eat. What they do is they send out these seeds to these farmers and force them to use these genetically modified seeds. And then they turn around and put those products in the stores. And it's killing us off. And, you know, the the scary thing is that now they have hired mercenaries to go in and force these farmers to use these seeds. And can you imagine what they're doing in third world countries? It's just frightening. And I really can't believe what's going on. But if you guys go over there and check that out, you'll definitely have an eye-opening experience. Tonight, with Clint Richardson coming on, we're going to talk about comprehensive annual financial reports, and he's pretty much one of the experts on the comprehensive annual financial reports, exposing all of it. And Clint, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
Wonderful. It's great to have you on, my friend.
Hey, thanks, man. Congratulations on your new show.
Hey, thank you. So why don't you fill everybody in? What is CAFRs?
Well, you know, on the surface, it actually sounds like probably one of the most boring subjects you'll ever hear. But in reality, it's basically the general accounting system or accounting structure for government. The best way to describe it is that, every year the cities, the counties, the states, and the federal government and everything else comes out with these budget reports, and it's basically your tax budget report where they tell you how much taxes and fines and fees and everything else that they've collected, and they tell you how much that they overspent that amount. So, you know, the federal government this year, according to the Auditor General of the federal government, said that we're going to have about a $1.4 trillion deficit, and that simply means that the money that came in for taxes, federal taxes, income taxes, that sort of thing, is $1.4 trillion less than what the federal government is going to spend. And you take that down to a smaller level for states and cities. Even your smallest cities, most of them have these budget deficits. Now, the difference, I shouldn't even say the difference, because the taxpayer budget is just part of a much larger report, and that report is called the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, or CAFR, C-A-F-R. Now, I by no means will claim to be an expert on this, but I was fortunate enough to sort of be mentored and become a protege of the expert on the subject, who is Walter Burian. And I was able to interview him. I was able to make a documentary with him. His website is CAFR1.com. And to be honest, he's probably the only person in America right now that actually has a viable solution to fix the problems that we're about to talk about. And to be honest, Eddie, you're starting your show off with a bang, because after doing the documentary that I just did, I'm now pretty much convinced that there is no more important or conspiracy-oriented topic than what we're going to talk about tonight. So essentially, the taxpayer budget is just the small portion of the comprehensive annual financial report that is given out each year. They just take the taxpayer budget, show it to the people. The people say, oh, no, they're going to raise taxes. Oh, boy, what are we going to do? Meanwhile, this big, thick, you know, sometimes thousands of pages of actual investments and money and assets that the government actually has sits there, and no one sees it except government. The people have no clue that it's there. Now, of course, the word is getting out, but for the most part, it's a very secretive type of thing.
So when did you start working on this documentary? I mean, what inspired you to go into this?
Actually, it's kind of funny. I did Walter's documentary, which, by the way, is called The Only Game in Town, The Way Government Can Be. We did that about a year and a half ago. And since then, I've just been studying it, because he basically came to town and just blew my mind and taught me what it would have taken 30 years to figure out on my own, because there's just no reason that I would have ever looked at a comprehensive annual financial report. No one would. It's just not something that's talked about. Now, basically what happened, you mentioned that we are change here in Utah. We went to the what they called the Economic Summit here in Utah at the University of Utah. And it was about a month ago, and a little more than a month, and we interviewed, well, we got up and we hounded Senator Orrin Hatch and asked him all kinds of really hard questions that the media never does. And then afterwards, I went up and I figured out who this other speaker was, and his name was David Walker. He used to be the former auditor of the federal government. So in other words, everything that happens, all these reports, including the Federal Reserve, goes through this guy, through the Government Accountability Office. And so I confronted him about comprehensive annual financial reports because he was up there saying that there was a $1.4 trillion deficit and how we're going to have to cut our lifestyles and cut our, you know, we're just not going to be a good people anymore. Everything's going to go down and we're going to lose jobs and all of this. Well, so I asked him about that, and the man lied to me in a way that I don't even know how to explain. You have to see it on the documentary, but the man lied to me, bold-faced, smiling, confident, and he said that no, because I said, well, all governments are corporations. And he said, no, governments aren't corporations. And I said, well, sure they are. They have to file a report. It's a federal law that all corporations have to file that report. Yeah, but they're not corporations. Well, okay, so tell me about all these investments that government has. Oh, those aren't government investments. What do you mean they're not government investments? He basically lied to me just so brilliantly that he almost convinced me. And like I said, that was a month and a half ago, and since then I've been working non-stop because that was the perfect, you know, perfect thing to use to just bounce back and forth and make this documentary. And so I just basically made a documentary that explains the comprehensive annual financial report. And what makes me so dangerous compared to Mr. Burian is that I'm not a commodity trading advisor. I'm not in the stock market. I know about it. But I'm not an accountant. I don't know numbers. I can add 2 plus 2, and I can look at reports. I guess my gift is transcribing things from legalese and stuff that nobody understands into what any average Joe can comprehend. And so that's what I've done. I've basically taken, you know, I took several different reports, including the Federal Reserve's Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, which I also show beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Federal Reserve is indeed a private company as decided by the Supreme Court. And because it's federal law that all government agencies, or government-controlled corporations, I should say, have to file this report, the Federal Reserve files a comprehensive annual financial report every year. Now, in this report, it is literally the audit of the Federal Reserve. It's from the Board of Directors. And while Ron Paul, you know, sits up there and tries to get this audit of the Federal Reserve and all this legislature passed and dances around the subject, all we have to do is pull up the comprehensive annual financial report for the Federal Reserve, and we can see exactly what the Fed has been doing. And just to give you an example, one of the slides that I have in there from the Fed, and it's a 500-page document, so I just went through it real quick, but one of the slides states that the Federal Reserve, in payments to U.S. Treasury, which is described as interest on Federal Reserve notes. Now, that's what everybody talks about. Everybody says, you know, all of our income tax is going to pay the interest on the Federal Reserve notes, but nobody has the actual proof. They just say it. They just keep repeating it like they're mockingbirds. But here in the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, it states right here in black and white, totals for all Federal Reserve banks, payments to U.S. Treasury, interest on the Federal Reserve notes at $31,688,688. So there you have it.
Well, I think everybody knows for the most part that the Federal Reserve is no more federal than FedEx.
Well,
but
sure,
what I think most people don't
understand
is that, you know, you have a government which is literally a corporation right from the get-go. It's, you know, the United States of America, Inc. And I know you've done a little bit of research into that. What have you found?
Well, I mean, basically, the first hour of this documentary, and I had to make it long because to explain this, it has to be long. So it's a three-hour documentary. But the first hour is devoted strictly to proving beyond a shadow of a doubt that all governments from your city, your state, your county, your municipalities, your golf courses, everything is a corporation. Now, what really sparked this for me was that I received a letter in the mail from the Salt Lake City Corporation, and it was for a parking ticket that they say that I had, and it was for about $190. And I looked at the top, and I said, the Salt Lake Corporation? Wow, that's pretty bold. So, I mean, literally, the government of Salt Lake City sent me a notice that I owed them money from the Salt Lake City Corporation. So I look up the Salt Lake City Corporation. It says it's a branch government under government and a branch corporation, excuse me, and it's a private corporation, and it's under fire protection and governance. So I go from there. I find out that district courts, that the states are actually federal districts. The reason that they have two-letter locator codes, in other words, Utah is UT and California is CA, is because those are just simply, we're the District of Utah, and inside the District of Utah, it's not a state, it's a district. Inside the District of Utah are other districts, and each municipality has its own little district. So then you look up the, well, okay, wait a minute, so what's a municipality? Well, you look up, I mean, it's simple, you can just go to Wikipedia and you can find this information out. A municipality, or an incorporated municipality, is the corporation that acts as government for each city or township. Now, for example, in California, every city and town, and there is no distinction between the two, are municipalities. And each of those are essentially corporate governments. And it's very easy to find out that this is true. They are not. They're not there.
Looks like
for
we got to go
they're
pay some bills. We'll be right back, and Clint, you can finish up.
For a negative, positive lesson from Life Change Tea. Feeling unhealthy, negative. The desire to be healthy, positive. Sugar and soft drinks, negative. Great tasting Life Change Tea, positive. In-laws, I'll take the fifth. Your spouse will buy this. I'm going to take the fifth again. Toxins and poisons, negative. Detoxing from toxins and poisons, positive. Biting dogs, negative. Life Change Tea can protect you from biting. Hey, wait a second, who wrote this? Life Change Tea can't protect you from biting dogs, but it will flush those chemicals and toxins out of your body and help you lose weight. So order now. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea may not fight biting dogs, but you're going to feel a whole lot better. That's GetTheTea.com.
At Strider Rides, we believe that somewhere between vintage and the future resides bliss, and it can be experienced on one of our premium motorized bicycles. Our motorized bicycles are comfortable cruising on that remote back road over the weekend, or jetting across town on the way to work. And if you enjoy the rugged outdoor life, you'll love our all-terrain bikes with dirt-ripping tires and the power to get you across any field and deep into the woods. Every motorized bike we build has been designed from the ground up, customized just like you want. We have classic hot rod bikes, cruisers, choppers, and old-fashioned board trackers to start your new life aboard. What are you waiting for? Every day you wait is a day lost. StriderRides.com.
This is The Micro Effect.
The Micro Effect. www.themicroeffect.com.
Welcome back to the rabbit hole. We got Clint Richardson here on the phone with us talking about his upcoming documentary. Sorry to cut you off back there, Clint. Go ahead with what you were saying.
Well, that's fine. I'm actually just going to start from the beginning here and just take you through how this works, because you have to have a basic understanding of this to really get where we're coming from here. And then we'll go into corporate governance, which is probably the most important thing that you can know in your life. So basically, there are approximately, and probably a little bit over, 185,000 different governments within the United States of America. So we're talking about state governments, talking about county governments, we're talking about cities, townships. In New York, there's boroughs, there's municipalities. Like I said earlier, there's golf courses. For instance, Torrey Pines is owned by the city of San Diego. And then you've got everything in between. Enterprise operations, pension funds, very important. All of these different things. They're all individual governments. They all have different individual investments. Now, again, these aren't listed on the taxpayer budget. These investments are, for all intents and purposes, they are hidden within the comprehensive annual financial report. Now, if you want to look at your own county or city or state comprehensive annual financial report, it's really not very difficult. All you do is you type in your venue, which would be your city or county or state or anything, and then you follow that by comprehensive annual financial report, and then you include the year. Now, the last year that these reports were made were for 2009, and that's what I based this documentary on. Now, what you're going to find is that most cities report a deficit on their tax budget, but in the report itself, they state that they have billions and billions of dollars worth of assets, and that of those assets, maybe anywhere from 5 to 20% of those assets are available, liquidatable. In other words, you could liquidate the stock or you could liquidate the cash holdings, and you could use it at the discretion of the government, and that's exactly how it says it. So if I look at Sacramento, for example, my hometown, I can see that it has $2.5 billion worth of assets over its liabilities for the year 2009, and that it has something like $413 million in expendable discretionary money that it can use for anything. Now, keep in mind, Sacramento is reporting a budget deficit for the year. So that money inevitably will be entered into some other type of fund, a pension fund, a construction fund, anything like that. And it will disappear without ever helping out the city or the state, or it will be invested in other real estate, It'll be used to buy your foreclosed home. It could be anything. So with that basic understanding that every city and township and county and state are its own individual corporation, and each one of those has, by law, has to report comprehensively all of their liabilities and all of their assets. And again, that all of their assets are always way more than their liabilities. That's the basic structure of government. And, of course, the taxpayer budget is included in there. It'll tell you how much the cities collect in taxes, fees, fines, property taxes, anything. And that's in the first little part. And then it goes further down, and you see where the good stuff is. Now, in order to really find where the wealth is hidden, you have to look at each city and its funds that it sets up. For instance, Sacramento would be heavily, heavily invested in what's called CalPERS, which is the California Employees Retirement System, State Employees Retirement System. Naturally, Sacramento County and Sacramento City have a lot of state workers. And so we pull up the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report for the pension fund called CalPERS, or CalSTRS, which is the California State Teachers, and you find the CalPERS, the pension fund, as of 2009, had just a little under $200 billion worth of investment. California State Teachers had about $118 billion worth of investments as of 2009. Now, that was after a bad year, actually a bad 2 years, because the CalSTRS, the California State Teachers Pension Fund, was up to about $170 billion and then, of course, lost on the last 2 years. But the stock market, since 2009, has gone up by 3,000 points. So when we pull up the 2010 Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports, you're going to find, which aren't going to be out for another couple months, because they usually report them in December, you're going to find that CalSTRS is probably back up to that mark, and CalPERS, who knows what it's going to be at.
And so this is the government investments, the collective investments, whether it be stocks, bonds, any type of stock or commodity that they're investing in, right?
It can be real estate. It can be cash. You should see the amount of cash that they hedge. In other words, they bet against foreign currencies compared to the dollar. So you're talking, you know, $22 billion just in cash from other countries. It's just, it can be real estate. I mean, CalSTRS, which, thanks to them, I pretty much prove our government is a fascist state. They have a section in their report referring to three things. One of them was the real estate the real estate loans that they make. So you've got a pension fund, a government pension fund, that is loaning out money in the real estate market. They're also loaning out money for bond securities, for all sorts of different things. So, I mean, literally, things are acting as banks.
Wonderful.
It's frightening.
Well, Clint, we're gonna have to take a break, but when we come back, I want to keep talking more about this because it's really interesting stuff. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be right back.
To imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. Freezedryguy.com.
And now for a negative positive lesson from Life Change Tea. Feeling unhealthy, negative. The desire to be healthy, positive. Sugar and soft drinks, negative. Great tasting Life Change Tea, positive. In-laws, I'll take the fifth. Your spouse will buy this. I'm going to take the fifth again. Toxins and poisons, negative. Detoxing from toxins and poisons, positive. Biting dogs, negative. Life Change Tea can protect you from biting. Hey, wait a second. Who wrote this? Life Change Tea can't protect you from biting dogs, but it will flush those chemicals and toxins out of your body and help you lose weight. So order now. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea may not fight biting dogs, but you're going to feel a whole lot better. That's GetTheTea.com.
At Strider Rides, we believe that somewhere between vintage and the future resides bliss, and it could be experienced on one of our premium motorized bicycles. Our motorized bicycles are comfortable cruising on that remote back road over the weekend or jetting across town on the way to work. And if you enjoy the rugged outdoor life, you'll love our all-terrain bikes with dirt-ripping tires and the power to get you across any field and deep into the woods. Every motorized bike we build has been designed from the ground up, customized just like you want. We have classic hot rod bikes, cruisers, choppers, and old-fashioned board trackers to start your new life aboard. What are you waiting for? Every day you wait is a day lost. StriderRides.com.
Regardless of the dollar price involved, 1 ounce of gold would purchase a good quality man's suit at the conclusion of the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, the presidency of Franklin Roosevelt, and today. You may not be in the market for a new suit, but you don't know what the future may bring. And gold is the one financial constant the world has ever known. It can always provide you with your basic needs. Whether you're looking for junk silver, old silver dollar rolls, gold bullion, or fractional tradable gold pieces, Kettle Moraine is your full-service representative with over 50 years of knowledge and personal experience. Visit FlyingEagleGold.com or call us at 623-327-1778 today for competitive prices on all your gold or silver needs. If you're looking for real financial insurance, call Kettle Moraine today at 623-327-1778. That's Kettle Moraine, 623-327-1778.
The Micro Effect.
Welcome back to the Rabbit Hole Radio Show. I'm your host, Eddie Mock. I want to give a shout-out to all my friends there in the Micro Effect chat room and everybody who's listening on the KU band satellites as well as listening over the phone. My guest tonight is Clint Richardson. And hey, Clint, we got a question from one of the people in the chat room. Johnson wants to know, what is the financial year for CAFRs? Is it October 1st through September 30th?
That actually is the decision of the incorporated municipality or whatever it is that is reporting. Generally, they go from they generally end on June 30th, which is a common ending type for business years. So generally, they go from July 1 to June 30th, and then the comprehensive annual financial report generally comes out in December.
But each of these are set individually by each corporation.
Yeah, some of them have. I mean, when you open a corporation, and I know you're familiar with this, you can set your business year, right? So,
right.
I mean, most people choose January 1 through, December 31st. However, in the big corporate world, they generally go till June 30th. And I'm sure there's a reason for that. And again, I'm not an expert at these kind of things. But I'm sure it has to do with June 31st being the end of the second quarter of the year. It's back to school time. There's all kinds of economic issues that would be affiliated with the choosing of that time.
I see. Well, Johnson, I hope that answers the question for you. And anybody else out there, if you guys have questions, give us a call or post it in the chat room and we'll try and get to you. Clint, let's move on.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to give another example of a city that is really deceiving, because I'm sure that we've all seen pictures of Detroit. We've seen that it looks like a war zone or a third world country at this point, correct? Well,
yeah, it's pretty bad up there.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've got just in front of me right now, I've just happened to have the Detroit Comprehensive Annual Financial Report for 2009. And on the front page, it states that the city of Detroit was founded in 1701, and it was incorporated, meaning it became a corporation, in 1806. So that tells you how far, how long this kind of stuff has been going on. Now, the funds that I was talking about, the biggest money that we're talking about goes into these pension funds. And they are, Walter Burian, again, CAFR1.com. Walter Burian basically said that take the pension funds in America, okay, this is just pension funds, and you add them up, you got about $36 trillion in investments just in pension funds alone. Okay? So, now, that's not including all these other little funds that go along. Now, an example of these smaller funds would be a really good example is Detroit. They have a bunch of them. So they call them special revenue funds. Now, a special revenue fund, like here's one, for instance, called the Community Development Block Grant Fund. Okay? No matter what it's called, here's the Detroit Building Authority Fund, the Construction Code Fund, whatever you want to call it. You've got to understand, it sounds like, oh, okay, well, that's going to be used to build a bridge, or that's going to be used to build this. Well, what ends up happening is that someone in government, and it's just complete corruption, so don't think that there's any, good intent in this. If it starts with good intent, it ends with bad. So let's just say that in Salt Lake City here, we want to build a bridge over the Salt Lake. We'll just use that as an example. And we are not going to do it for 20 years. We're not going to start that project for, we'll say, 8 years. And the fund is going to be set up for 20 years. And so I, as a corrupt politician, use that bridge as an excuse to start a fund, a special revenue fund or a construction fund. And I charge the taxpayers, we'll just say, a 0.5% on their gas. And so now taxpayers are, you can avoid the gas tax, but for the most part, taxpayers now have to pay that 0.5% tax, and that tax will go into the fund. And the crazy thing is that we vote for this. I mean, California gives out a proposition, we say yes, and it turns out the money goes to a golf course or something. So the fund gets started, and the money starts going in there. The fund managers who, I don't think half of them really understand what they're doing. I think there's a lot of innocence in this, and I think that only the top level, as in any pyramid scheme, really understands the scope and size of this. But so we've got a bridge scheduled to start in 8 years. And in the meantime, we've got a bunch of money coming in from gas tax. So we take that, we put it into the fund, and we're going to call it Clint's Bridge Fund, Clint Salt Lake Bridge Fund. And we're going to We're going to invest that money because right now it's just sitting there. If it just sits there, it's going to collect interest, and that interest will disappear. So all of this money is being collected for the bridge. Eventually, after that 8 years goes by, we have enough money to build the bridge. And it takes another, say, 4 years to actually build that bridge. And so that money stays in the fund. Meanwhile, they're investing and reinvesting and collecting interest, and all the money that's happening within that fund, it can get up to billions and billions of dollars over what it costs to build that bridge. But the
so
only
what
money.
What happens to the dividends that are generated? Where does that money go?
It goes into the fund. It'll get borrowed against. It'll get taken and put into other funds. It'll stay in that fund and go towards more investments. The original money that it takes that they knew that they were going to charge the taxpayers for to build that bridge, it's taken out and it goes in. It builds the bridge, and everything else, all the investments and everything else, gets taken away, and something else happens to it. Either goes into another pension fund. They start another fund with it. I mean, there's really no contractual obligation whatsoever in anything these guys do. If they say that we're going to build a library in downtown Salt Lake City to replace the nice one we already have for absolutely no reason, and they say it's, we're going to build a fund for it, and then 20 years goes by and it's time to build that library, they can just back out of that, and they can say, well, we decided to appropriate that fund and that taxpayer money for something else. Meanwhile, all the investments and everything extra got taken away and used for something else, generally more investments. You know, these guys, we're talking about the corruption is deep because we're talking about investing in other countries. We're talking about building condos in Australia. I mean, that's where this money goes. It doesn't just sit there. It's always being shuffled back and forth. And like I said, the original taxpayer money is what is accounted for, and that's what we see. And, okay, we have a new bridge. Great. We don't think about it anymore. But meanwhile, all the profit and all the interest and all the investments go somewhere else, and we never, ever, ever see that money again. Instead, we see a deficit. We see new taxes. We see higher property taxes. We see public utilities and other things closing. And worst of all, the worst thing that's happening now is that in 1992, George Bush came out with Executive Order Number 12803, if I'm not mistaken. And Executive Order 12803 was called Infrastructure Privatization. And because these government offices are reporting losses and saying that we don't have enough taxpayer money to keep funding the people of the county that are paying the taxes, which is a big, bold-faced lie, they're now selling off all of the infrastructure, all of the roads, bridges, tunnels, public schools, prisons, your houses, you know, everything is for sale. Everything has a price tag. And foreign corporations and private investors from other countries and from this country are taking our public infrastructure, and it's turned private. This is why you see cameras everywhere, because those are privately owned. They're no longer necessarily public infrastructure. This is why parking rates have gone up. This is why the police in Hollywood and West Hollywood out in California, the parking police out there take no oath to the Constitution. It is a corporation based in New York that only hires minority, which is why you never see anything but minorities giving you tickets on your cars. I mean, my friends have caught them breaking into their cars to take down parking placards and handicap placards just so that they can ticket and then tow the car, because that's how they make money. That's how this for-profit corporation makes money. So your police at this point are also within this private government corporation. That's why police aren't there to protect and serve you. They're there to protect and serve the continuity of the corporation or the government, and they're there to enforce code. That's why they call it law enforcement, because they're enforcing the laws of the municipality or the corporation. They're not there to help you. In fact, there's been several court cases that say that police have absolutely no obligation to help you if they don't need, if they don't want to.
Right.
So, I mean, that's the situation we're in.
Yeah, well, exactly. And, you know, I'm sure you've noticed here in Salt Lake City, the Salt Lake County Sheriff is no longer the Salt Lake County Sheriff.
Nope.
The Sheriff's Department is now the Unified Police Department.
Exactly.
And, you know, the only thing the Sheriff's Department does now is run the jail and the dispatch center for the surrounding areas of the greater Salt Lake area. And now you have this Unified Police Department that now you actually have to pay for police protection, businesses,
yeah,
and residents, if you live in the outside, you know, outlying areas of Salt Lake County. And I venture to say that that's probably part of the privatization that we're seeing.
That's exactly what it is. That's what I'm saying. You know, every group out there, including our own, our little weird change, every answer to every question that we've had from 9/11 to what we just talked about with the police, why are they such why are they so brutal? Why are they the largest street gang in America? Why aren't they protecting us? Why are they protecting the interest of the government and the corporation? Well, all of the answers to all of our questions, and this is why I'm so excited that I learned this, all of the answers to our questions stream from this, because the ownership of everything, it goes back down to government. So let me explain. And I'm really apologetic. I'm not usually this hyped up. I feel like I woke up from the Matrix, and I'm sure that everybody's out there has had these feelings of utter clarity and utter amazement that you learned. You finally learned what the heck's going on out there. And that's where I'm at, because now everything makes sense. And it's kind of a crazy feeling, to be honest. It's nuts, so I don't mean to talk as much as I'm talking.
No, you're very informative, and I appreciate it.
All right, man. Well, listen, so here we got just going to give you an example here. We mentioned CalSTRS earlier. Now, again, these governments invest in CalSTRS, and for every employee, in this case every teacher, which is a state job, every teacher that's hired, not only does the teacher, there's a law that says the teacher has to put their money into this, it's like 8% of your paycheck, into your retirement fund, but also the law states that wherever they work has to match that fund. Well, anytime a government job, a state job, is matching funds for your retirement, well, what do you think that money is? That's taxpayer money, because what funds government offices but taxpayer money? So for every teacher and every government employee that gets hired, everyone, a single one of those, goes into some sort of pension fund. There's firefighters, every job in the state has pension funds. And now you're talking about the government is like, I don't know, 70% of the economy at this point, where government's pulling in $14 trillion and taxpayers are pulling in about $5 trillion after taxation. So the government is huge. And, of course, part of what Walter wants to do is decrease the size of government, because then you're decreasing all the taxpayer money that's going into it, and that can be used for taxpayers and for improving the quality of life. And for, you know, if someone comes up with the water engine, it won't get bought out for billions of dollars by ExxonMobil, and we'll continue to use gas and oil, simply because someone that came up with a really beautiful replacement for the gas and oil problem sold out, and now ExxonMobil holds the patent, and it'll just bury it, essentially. And that's what's happening to everything. So what we're talking about now, just to use CalSTRS as an example, we're talking about corporate governance. And this is kind of hard to explain, but once you get it, and if you watch the documentary, you'll completely get it, because it'll hit you like a ton of bricks. Because basically what's happening is that government over the last 70 or so years, since the, I think 46 was when the Comprey, 1946 was when the CAFRs first became law. Over that 70 years, government has been investing in all Fortune 500 companies. So at this point, and I prove this within the documentary, at this point, all Fortune 500 companies are owned by stock investment, by collective government. When I said there's 185,000 different governments in the United States, they're all really just one government, like 185,000 bees in one hive, with queen being the federal government, essentially. So there is no states' rights. There is no nothing of the sort. There is no constitution left, because if there was, everything that happens in government would not be unconstitutional. You know, it's basically point of fact there. So I look and I see that in 2000, when the CalSTRS pension fund had about $112 billion worth of investment, they had stock investments in they had stock investments in General Electric, and their stock investments were about 25 million shares worth of stock in General Electric. All right? Now, you go to 2009 and you look at the CAFR, and you see that the portfolio went up, 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 and then it had those two bad years in 2008, 2009, and it went down, back down to about $118 billion. But that's the thing that's hard, because you look at the monetary value and you say, oh no, well that pension fund's in trouble. I hope that, I hope that the teachers get paid and all that. Well, in fact, what really happened, just as any smart investor would do, when the stocks are high, you sell. When the stocks are low, you buy, right? I mean, that's basic 101 for stock investment. And so, while the stock investment in General Electric was 25 million shares in the year 2000, General Electric shares in 2009 were up to 40 million shares. Microsoft was 15 million shares. In 2009, it went up to 30 million shares. That means, and this is so much more important than the monetary value, that means that Microsoft, or I should say that CalSTRS, or the state of California, the one collective government that is in California, that means that the market share or the ownership in Microsoft went up by 100%. So they they own stock investments, which means ownership in the company. If you have 50% of Microsoft stock on you, you have 50% ownership in that company. That's how it works. Bill Gates.
So what are those 25 million shares in GE? What does that equate to percentage-wise?
The 40 million, I'd have to look. They have total, it's like in the billions of shares. But this is just one of 185,000 different governments. So, for instance, okay, you've got the CalSTRS with 30 million shares of Microsoft, and then you've got the five boroughs of New York City that have 5% of shares in Microsoft. Bill Gates is sitting over there with millions of shares, but he has no power in Microsoft because he can be taken out by government. And that's what's important to know, is because through proxy, in other words, because collectively all these 185,000 different governments collectively own 83% of the stock in Microsoft Corporation, collectively. Not individually, but collectively. Like I said, the five boroughs of New York with 5%. CalSTRS with 40 million shares, or excuse me, 30 million. So basically what that means, and they say this in their comprehensive annual financial report, they say they have a section devoted to corporate governance. Now, corporate governance simply means that CalSTRS and the boroughs of New York and whoever are voting on who is the board of directors. They get a certain amount of votes per a certain amount of shares. They're voting on whether whether or not GE is going to merge or going to buy other companies. They vote on that. This is what corporate governance is. And so, you know, there's other things too. But anything that the board of directors does, the board of directors is almost, it's almost like a joke, because they're just doing what government wants them to do, because government elects them. If they do something that they don't want, that the government doesn't want them to do, then the government, by proxy, by all of these different shares all across the country, they're going to vote, and they're going to take those guys out, because they're not doing, just like Saddam Hussein wasn't doing what the U.S. wanted, and so they took him out. Well, it's a little less violent, but it's the same concept. They take him out by voting for new board of directors, and the board of directors can then get rid of the CEO. And so what I'm telling you is that of all the Fortune 500 companies and most major corporations that are outside of the Fortune 500, they are collectively owned by all these 185,000 different governments. They are collectively owned through stock investment in these companies. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I was trying to wrap my head around this, but I think I kind of get it. You know, it's kind of it really is an esoteric topic, and it's kind of
hard to wrap yourself around those numbers. It's on paper right in front of your nose. It's hidden in plain sight. And, you know, like I said, if you watch this documentary, and I apologize, I was trying to get it done before the show. I haven't posted it up to the Internet. It's free, because if we don't do something about this, we're dead. I mean, literally, the corporations are going to be completely taken over by government in no time if we do not do something really quick.
Yeah, that's for sure. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, let's talk about some solutions and what we can do with this CAFR information. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and we'll be right back listening to the Rabbit Hole Radio Show, brought to you by BattleHymn.com.
Regardless of the dollar price involved, 1 ounce of gold would purchase a good quality man's suit at the conclusion of the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, the presidency of Franklin Roosevelt, and today. You may not be in the market for a new suit, but you don't know what the future may bring. And gold is the one financial constant the world has ever known. It can always provide you with your basic needs. Whether you're looking for junk silver, old silver dollar rolls, gold bullion, or fractional tradable gold pieces, Kettle Moraine is your full-service representative with over 50 years of knowledge and personal experience. Visit FlyingEagleGold.com or call us at 623-327-1778 today for competitive prices on all your gold or silver needs. If you're looking for real financial insurance, call Kettle Moraine today at 623-327-1778. That's Kettle Moraine, 623-327-1778.
Cost of quality water purification?
BerkeyWater.com.
Concerned about microorganisms in your water?
BerkeyWater.com.
Concerned about unknown chemicals in your water?
BerkeyWater.com.
Want information about water in the news?
BerkeyWater.com.
That's BerkeyWater.com. Call 888-803-4438.
That's 888-803-4438.
Berkey, because the water you drink may not be as clean as you think.
At Strider Rides, we believe that somewhere between vintage and the future resides bliss, and it can be experienced on one of our premium motorized bicycles. Our motorized bicycles are comfortable cruising on that remote back road over the weekend, or jetting across town on the way to work. And if you enjoy the rugged outdoor life, you'll love our all-terrain bikes with dirt-ripping tires and the power to get you across any field and deep into the woods. Every motorized bike we build has been designed from the ground up, customized just like you want. We have classic hot rod bikes, cruisers, choppers, and old-fashioned board trackers to start your new life aboard. What are you waiting for? Every day you wait is a day lost. StriderRides.com.